Here is the at-home recovery session. So I'm starting with some foam rolling. And this first one is actually for your spine. Just kind of put it up on your lower back and just lay there. Just let it like push your shoulder blades forward. Let it push your spine forward. This is just good for anyone, not specifically for soccer players, because we're always hunched forward. We're always like looking at our cell phones or sitting in a desk or driving a car. And just our natural tendency is always to be hunched forward. So that's a good one to do. Just hold it for about 30 seconds. Next, I'm going into my hips. And these are areas on me that are really tight. Like, you can follow all these exercises, but realistically, you should be listening to your own body and finding the tightness in your body. And then spend time on those exercises. So here I'm working on my hips, and it's just little rolls. It's just like sitting on the spot that's really tight. Yes, it's a bit painful, but it's in a good way. There's tension there, there's tightness there, and by you taking the time to feel that little bit of pain, it's going to make you feel a lot better tomorrow and for the rest of your career, the rest of your life. So foam rolling is incredibly valuable. The one I have is, it's very hard. It's very strong. You can get some softer ones, which are more foamy. This is like a hard plastic. It's actually like hollow in the inside, but it's a very hard cylinder. So this one's really good to relieve any tightness and tension. It's like someone is just jamming their fist into your back. Here again, I'm focusing on my hips. So is it the hips or it's the... It's part of your gluteus, maybe gluteus minimus, I don't know exactly the term, but that meat on the top of your hip, right on your backside, gets really tight on me, and if you're an athlete, soccer player, chances are it's really tight on you as well. So try to see, just by watching the video, like exactly what I mean, the area that I mean, and really focus on that. If I can push that with my thumb, push that area, I can feel that it's tight. So that may be with my specific body type, and we all have different body mechanics, which means as we play sports, our limbs and our legs and our arms, they all move in different ways, and that forces us to get tight in different spots. So the exercises I used, yes, I focus on all of the major muscle groups, but some of the exercises may really hit certain spots more for me than others. I may have tension in certain spots more than you do in certain spots. So you have to listen to your body. You have to find those areas and you have to really work them out. So here I flipped over. Now I'm on my hip flexor. And again, this area gets really tight. So really working all the way around the hips from the front to the back, like on the gluteus, the top of the gluteus and the hips, on the side of the hips and the front, the hip flexor. Really working that tightness out, because we do get really tight in there. That's also from sitting lots. Not that I sit as much as the average person. I don't work in a cubicle, so I don't sit in a desk all day. So I can't imagine some people who sit in desks and sit in cars for 8-10 hours a day. They must be extremely tight. But focusing on those areas, really loosening those up. And as you can see, I'm like really working. Obviously, the speed is increased on this video. But I'm really just taking the time and just sit on it and almost enjoy the pain. Feel the pain. Grin your teeth. Bear it. But just sit on it and take your time. So many people, when they're foam rolling, they're focusing on the amount of times that they roll, like how many repetitions do you do. That's not what's important. It's about feeling the tension and just like kind of sitting on it. And sometimes it's not even rolling, it's just sitting there like this. Here I'm working more on my quad, so I'll do the quad and I'll do a little bit of IT band, not too much on the outside, sitting on the quad and just finding the area that's the tightest on the quad. So just because you're doing one muscle group doesn't mean that you have to spend more time on the whole entire leg. It may be one spot that's really tight and you just want to feel it and roll on it, but I'll take time to hit the quads. And while I'm doing these exercises, I'm watching a documentary, I'm watching something. I think I was watching something about nutrition, a nutritional documentary, but put on something. If you want to watch TV, like, this is the opportunity. Honestly, I don't even own a TV, as you may see. My TV is my laptop, and the beautiful thing about that is I get to choose what I want to watch. So I don't watch any TV shows. I rarely watch movies. If I do, I'll go out to a movie maybe once or twice a month. But while I'm at home, this is kind of the time that I would watch something, just have it on in the background while I'm doing these stretches. It kind of distracts you as well, so you get lost in the foam rolling and the stretching, as opposed to just stretching and kind of wanting it to be done. Not that you should have that mindset towards it, like this is something that's making you better, this is something that's making you stronger, making you more flexible, more durable. It's going to allow you to come back quicker tomorrow. It's going to make you feel nice and fresh in the morning. You're going to wake up and feel brand new. Here I'm working around like the lower part of my quad and just above the knee. That part gets really tight on me, especially when you start doing these strength exercises in the gym, the weightlifting exercises. That's going to affect your muscles in a different way. So you may start feeling tightness in areas that you haven't felt before. And using the foam roller is a great way to start to understand where your muscles get tight and which areas you need to focus on the most. So for your warm-up and for your cool down, you can really make sure that you hit those areas. Listening to the body, such an important skill, and one that I hope you're grasping the concept after working through this course, because we talk about that in obviously all the training and the scheduling, but definitely the body awareness module. I believe it's module 17. Here I'm working on the hamstrings. So obviously, just think about the legs, the major muscles in the legs, and also the lower back and the hips. But lower back, hips, quads, hamstrings, calves, and then you want to think about your joints too, your ankles, your feet even. All the legs, all the major parts of the legs, you want to think about how can I target this, whether that's with a stretch or a foam roller, how can I take care of that, release a little bit of tension. And if you have that mindset and you start to become more aware of the muscles in your body, especially as you get older, it's going to give you a big advantage over, not that we're competing over everyone else, but you're going to notice that everyone else is getting sore, everyone else is complaining, and you're going to know how to relieve tight quads, how to get rid of tightness in your hamstring or your calves. And usually it just takes a little bit of effort, and foam rolling is a great tool that you can use to accomplish that. So obviously here, like, I will do some rolls. I like to kind of just start by feeling out the muscle, feel if it's really tight, where's the tightness, and then I'll find the tightest spot and I'll just kind of sit on it like I'm doing with my calves here and my kind of on my Achilles, and I'll just sit on it. I'm kind of like wobbling back and forth on that one spot. So it's not even rolling, it's just sitting on that spot, really massaging it with the tool. And then after I feel like I've worked out that tightness a little bit, then I'll do more dynamic rolling, so maybe get 5 to 10 rolls on that specific muscle group. But to start with the foam roller, I really like to take my time. This is what I was taught, and it makes a big difference. Don't rush through it. Like, sit on the pain, work through the pain, wobble back and forth on the pain, and then you can do the rolling like everyone else does. Because if you're just sitting on it and you're just rolling as fast as you can, you're really not doing anything. You're kind of hiding from the real benefit of the foam roller, which is, it's like a deep tissue massage. As I said, it's like someone putting their fist or their elbow into your leg and really grinding away at it. That's the great thing you can do with a foam roller, except you don't have to pay $120 an hour for someone else to do it. So, working the calves, working on the outside of the calf, working on the inside of the calf, and you can see me just like kind of agonizing or saying, oh, this hurts, but it hurts so good. That's kind of the mentality I want you to have. Don't be afraid of the pain. You like the pain, because the pain it really isn't that bad, but it's definitely not comfortable. But if you can learn to kind of sit in that pain and be comfortable within that, be comfortable being uncomfortable, then that's going to help you with the healing process and taking care of your body, learning your body. So another one that I didn't mention is rubbing or rolling out the shins like this. It's also actually part of your calf muscle. It wraps around the front of your leg, but it's right around the shin. So on the shin, and even the little bit of muscle that is on the top of your shin bone gets really tight as well, especially for soccer players and anyone who does a lot of running, especially if your running technique isn't the best and you're prone to shin splints. And if you currently struggle with shin splints, before I get to that point, I just look at this exercise here because I'm stretching out my ankles. Shin splints is usually a result of running technique, meaning you're striking on your heel too much. So when you land, you're hitting your heel too much rather than the center or the ball of your foot. So if you struggle with shin splints, I'd really challenge you to do some research on why you get shin splints, but also to kind of think about your running technique the next time you run. Are you always landing on your heel, which is basically applying the brake every time you land? And if you do that every time you go for a run, which is thousands of steps, tens of thousands of steps, you're just jamming all that tension into your shins every single time. So you want to land more on the ball of your foot and or the front of your foot, the center, the forefront of your foot is what it's called. So here, still working on the Achilles and the calves, obviously spending equal amount of time. Well, I shouldn't say that, but doing both legs. If one leg is tighter than the other, then you're required to spend a little more time there. So don't worry so much about the amount of repetitions, the amount of rolls. I'll never tell you, especially with foam rolling or stretching, I'm never going to tell you, hey, you have to do it for this amount of time. You have to listen to your body, and your body will tell you how much time you need to do it for. And you're not going to relieve all the tension, but you should be able to feel a difference from when you started working on that muscle group to when you finished. If you're not, then you're probably not doing it well. So apply a little more pressure and just feel your way around the muscle. Rolling on the outside of the calf. And, you know, it's a little bit of a core and strength workout as well. So here, rolling my shins. And, yeah, I just like that one for the ankle stretch. Putting that behind your feet and really stretching your ankles on both sides. So after I've done the foam rolling, then I'll go into a bit of stretching. So if you watch the gym recovery session where I was in the hot tub, I do some similar stretches. But, again, focusing on the major muscle groups. So starting with the hips and the lower back. So this one, really pulling the knee into the chest and breathing, thinking about the muscle, feeling the tension. Where is it? If I pull my knee in this way, does it feel better? Or do I have to do it in a different way? And again, not just sitting there in the stretch thinking I'm doing something because I'm kind of doing what the exercise said or what someone else told me to do. No, I have to feel the muscle. I have to feel the tension releasing from the muscle to know that it's working. And sometimes it doesn't take much effort. Sometimes you're super tight and all you have to do is put your leg across your knee like this and you'll feel it. Sometimes you have to pull. Sometimes you have to move. You have to twist your body. So don't just do a stretch. Focus on the muscle. Can you feel it? And here you can see I'm kind of doing rotations. Working on that mobility as well as that flexibility. This is for recovery, but it's also for general athleticism. Now, this is a quad stretch, and there's degrees to it. You can just start up, and then you can go lower all the way down onto your elbows or to your back. And that's something you should think about with stretching as well, as progression. If I'm doing the same stretch, the same range of motion every time, am I improving my flexibility? And I just wanted to talk about flexibility because some people will say that you don't want to be flexible as an athlete because it's not going to make you as explosive. There's some degree to that, but the truth is you and I, like amateur athletes are just like people with general athleticism, let's say general flexibility. I hope our athleticism is getting higher than general flexibility. We're not really close to that range. If you're getting close to like the flexibility of a gymnast, or someone with like ridiculous, like a yogi, someone who's really good at yoga, well, then your muscles are getting very long and pliable and not as stringy and explosive. But we're really nowhere near close to that, so I don't think we have to worry about that. We're getting the benefit of stretching, and that benefit is faster recovery, less muscle soreness and stiffness in the morning. There's nothing worse than waking up in the morning and feeling like you got hit by a truck. And I remember I used to feel that way. And obviously these recovery sessions help with that. Nutrition has a big role to play in your soreness and stiffness. If you have a very high acidic or very high inflammatory diet, which for the general population is what they eat, if you eat basically, if you don't have many phytonutrients, if you don't have many micronutrients and plant-based foods, lots of leafy greens, if you're not balancing out the other portion of your diet, which for most people is bread, meat, and cheese. So if you look at what they eat, it's usually a brown diet rather than a green diet. Then that is a very acidic and inflammatory diet, as opposed to
someone who eats plant-based, very anti-inflammatory and very alkaline diet, this promotes less tension in the body because your muscles aren't inflamed all the time, so you recover faster. So there's actually truth to that and science to that. Now, if you are you do eat animal products and you want to eat bread and you want to eat grains and you want to eat cheeses, just make sure that you balance it out. You have to balance all that acid with some alkaline. You have to balance out all that inflammatory foods with some anti-inflammatory foods. Here's a forward bend. Grab your toes and pull yourself forward. Breathe into the stretch. Can you go a little bit deeper? So pulling your feet is one thing, but can you also pull your head to your knees? And here I'm doing a frog stretch, which is really good for the groin and the hips. Just open up your hips. Try to spread your knees. Try to put your ankles and widen your feet. Take your feet wider apart. The tendency is for them to come together, and you'll still feel a stretch that way, but you'll feel a different, deeper stretch if you try to take your feet further apart and straighten them, just like I did right there. And then you want to sink your hips down into the ground. This is really good for loosening up the hips and tight groins. Take your time with these stretches. Come forward. Coming to kind of like a upward dog, stretching the abs as well, but really focusing on the groin and the hip flexors. And as I said, you can do these stretches that I'm recommending. I would recommend you do them just because it hits all of the major leg groups. But if there's some stretches that you want to throw in there, take your time and go for it. Really, it's up to you because it's your body. This is more difficult than it looks if you've never done it. It's quite painful to sit like that for an extended period of time, but you're really stretching your quads and your ankles and the muscles in your feet. Like Asian people seem to sit like that all the time and they're not even fazed. Us Western people, we can't sit like that, or we can't sit cross-legged because we sit in chairs all day and our hips and our back and our quads and our hamstrings get super tight. So it's good to be on the floor more often. And I'm just trying to show you another variation of this stretch, is where you actually put your toes on the ground and push your feet and stretch the bottoms of your feet. It's quite painful, but it feels really good, and it's really good for your feet. So that's another stretch for you to try. This is a pigeon stretch. So working on the outside of the hip, try to bring that foot up as far as you can. Rather than having it down by my other leg, I want to bring it up near my chest and really sit on it. And here I'm kind of doing little mini rotations. But really try to sit on that hip and keep that leg straight. Obviously, that's my range of motion right there. That's as high as I can go. Some people can get that leg super straight. And this is a really good stretch for your hips. Honestly, this at-home recovery session may be more beneficial than the hot tub one. The hot tub one at the gym, in the pool, it gives you a different type of recovery. It's more enjoyable to sit there in the hot tub and do stretches. But this one, especially with the foam rolling edition, it's very valuable and really loosens up all the tightness. So I would recommend you get a variation. If you could get maybe two or three of each one, vary it up. Don't always do the same one. Sometimes do the at home, sometimes do the gym, the hot tub, the pool one, if you have the luxury of having those facilities. But definitely do not neglect the at home one, because when I do this one, I feel great in the morning. So I think it's really valuable. Stretching the calves and the Achilles tendon, so important. Especially for us soccer players or runners, the calves get so tight, the Achilles get really tight. And if you never take the time to take care of it, you're risking chance of injury. So try to force those heels down to the ground, tuck your head in between your shoulder blades. And we're coming to the end of the session here. Obviously drinking water to help with the recovery. This is a good one for the ankle. Really trying to work on my ankle mobility. It helps with your squatting for sure, but also general ankle health. A lot of times, especially soccer players, our feet are bound up in tight cleats, and we don't actually have as strong of ankles as we should or we think. Also, playing on hard ground and uneven ground, you may sprain your ankle all the time, and then we sprain our ankles and we just continue to play, or we don't give proper time to heal. So really make sure that you stretch the ankles, strengthen the ankles, improve the range of motion in the ankles, which we have been doing with things like those rotations in your warm-up, and also this stretch is very powerful. So I'm basically trying to sit on that ankle and trying to sit my chest on the top of my knee to put pressure down on the ankle.
And I really like the stretch, started adding it. And then you can push from side to side. So kind of push on the outside, push on the inside, total stretch of the ankle. And a little forward bend. And now we feel like a million bucks.